grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
If I had like one eye, I'd probably enjoy books twice as much or something.
Crossed over if I never have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Hey, Peon, can you pull up Leroy Van Dyke, the auctioneer? We're not on the air yet, are we?
No.
Okay. And I'll do all this off the air, and people won't know. Oh, shit.
Hey, wait, we are on the air.
We are on the air. Oh, my goodness. Did we say anything bad about anybody?
I don't think so.
Too bad. First of all, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 15th of September.
My sister's birthday.
You know, funny, I was just about to say, it's the 15th of September, Dan Strauss's sister's birthday. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Wow.
My sister Lisa.
That's something.
Yeah.
And 30 days hath September. April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February, which sometimes has. It's the worst poem ever written. Mm-hmm. Not even a poem. It doesn't even rhyme, except the first part.
Well, no, the way I learned it, it rhymed.
Oh, what did you
30 days after September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for the second one, which is all alone. So not
that
really.
That doesn't rhyme either. Alone. One and alone, that doesn't work
it's
either.
It's closer than your version.
but we do only have 30 days, which means we're right in the middle of the month of September. Or if you're like me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Oh, that's it. It's 3rd of June.
Yeah.
Okay, I keep forgetting.
It's a few months ago.
I thought it was the 15th of September, but it's not. We're going to get to the Burke segment here in a second, and in the next hour, it's Scott Sherman, who I think stunned everybody with the success of this 4 o'clock hour every Thursday. And what it tells me is there are lots of you who are going through stuff. Life is it's not easy. And if you're 20-something, 30, and you haven't been hit with anything yet, you will. Nobody escapes. And there are a lot of people who have issues that it's ruining their days and their nights, and they can't sleep, and legal, and they don't have a lot of money. And here's an opportunity to get some terrific, solid legal advice from a guy who's not going to charge you for it. You'll pay that $300 or $400 you might have to pay otherwise. And that's the 4 o'clock hour. Hang on, this woman. Don't ever do this again, ma'am. Let me see what her name is. Sent these honey roasted cashews. Lisa Martin, it says on the card. Promoperson.com, and they do custom products for companies, so you get your name on stuff, and I guess you can send out these cashews. But they're probably the greatest cashews I've ever tasted in my life. Lisa, if you're listening, ever send that stuff here again, okay? I just lost 38 pounds. I don't need that, but thank you for it. Now, 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman. I'm going to start the show begging, because I only have another week. 1 week from tomorrow is our golf tournament, and everybody's lined up. All the foursomes sold out, even people who contributed who can't play. People like Tom Sainert and Annie Guns and Tom Price at Thompson Price and other people I'm forgetting about. But thank you to everybody. But we still have one possible way you can play. And this is for the money people. Because I don't mind giving, throwing something out there that only successful people can take advantage of, as long as we have something other people can take advantage of. And we did. We had 120 slots, 30 foursomes, and they're all filled, and that was $100. And I think you'll get your money's worth. But if you'd like to be the fourth in our foursome, the foursome being Eon the Peon, Peon, say hello.
Hello.
Tell them what your average golf score is, you think.
Oh, my goodness. No, I wouldn't even know. It's probably in the 90s, I would imagine.
Mid or upper 90s?
Oh, probably upper 90s.
All right. Dan, what do you think your average score is?
Over 100.
My average is over 100, like 105.
Yeah.
I've broken 90 a couple of times.
I don't think
I've
ever...
I've broken 100 a couple of times.
I've probably only kept score through all 18 holes, maybe two or three times.
No. Usually after the fifth hole, you just, it's so horrible. I don't keep score. I'm the same way.
So I couldn't even really give you an accurate...
You just kind of stop.
I just want to give you an idea of who you'll be playing with here. You're not playing with Tiger Woods or somebody that really knows how to play. So whether you're good or no good, we'd love to have you as our fourth. But we need some money. We have $2,000 for that slot from Bill. And if somebody doesn't outbid him by at least $500, Bill gets it. And we're thrilled to get it, Bill. We're happy to have it. Of course, as always, I would like to have even more. I'm greedy. This is for backstoppers. This is for the police and the firefighters and the EMTs, the people they take care of. They take care of their families when their lives are lost in the line of duty. And sometimes people's lives aren't lost. And that's even worse. And what I mean by that is the Baldwin police officer, who they had to send, I think, to Colorado or somewhere for rehab, he's paralyzed from the waist down. To me, that's worse. That's worse than being killed. I'd rather be killed as a cop than be paralyzed for the rest of my life. But that's what happens when scum, for no good reason, decides to attack an innocent, hard-working, decent police officer. That's what happens. And for some strange reason, the last couple of years, they've become a target for a few misguided, mentally deficient lunatics. And a lot of this started with the whole Michael Brown thing. And if I could get my hands on that Dorian Johnson, I think was his name,
yeah, the guy.
And I could do it and not be caught. Oh, my goodness. He's the guy who falsely threw out the whole hands-up thing. It was a lie. It wasn't true. But that did so much damage. And now we can't fix it. But here's what we can do. We can let the cops know that we're not going to let that be the only publicity they get. That handful of people, and in this case, it wasn't a cop who did anything wrong. He saved his own life, Mr. Wilson. So I have $2,000. If you're listening here, I'm talking to you, and I'm going to tell you who you are that I'm talking to. You got a good job, you got a good life, and $3,000, $2,500 is not going to cause you to miss a meal or a car payment or a house payment. But it is going to cause you to feel really good about helping backstoppers. And it's going to get you an afternoon with us at Normandy Golf Club that I think you'll remember for a while. It's going to be fun. And I've thrown some bonus stuff into it, like I will tell you the sausage joke. That's worth $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
You know, the people that go on our trips, they pay $2,000 a couple to hear that joke?
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting it at 75% off.
$2,000 a person, about, right?
That's what I just said.
No, you said $2,000 a couple.
I'm sorry, two grand a person.
Yeah.
So you're getting it for half. No, you're getting it for, half price.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we offer? Sausage joke.
Harmonica and
lessons. Oh, my goodness, how could I forget that?
Yeah.
Harmonica and harmonica lesson,
mm-hmm.
where you will play as good as Dan by
how could I have
probably
forgotten?
The fourth hole.
Yeah.
How could I have forgotten that? Yes, you will receive, you fourth player in our foursome, a free harmonica lesson. Now, you say, how could I possibly play as well as Dan in one lesson? That's how good a teacher he is. They didn't hire him to teach broadcasting for nothing, man. This
and
guy's a teacher.
I have in my hand, you can verify, this is the brand new harmonica.
I'm looking at it. I am looking at it now.
It's a brand new harmonica in its own box.
Will you sign it?
Sure.
Signed by the harmonica master.
Yeah.
Now, Maybe you don't listen to the show a lot. Maybe you're new. Maybe you go, how do I know he's any good? Dan, you got your harmonica?
I do.
Here's how we're going to do this. Here's how good he is. I want somebody to call, and the lines are going to light up a lot, but I only need one caller. Most cell phones, star KTRS. I want you to throw any song out, any song, and Dan's going to play it, and he's not going to miss a note. That's how good he is. Star KTRS for most cell phones. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS, and that 888-550-KTRS. That's all you do. You call, just give us a song. Make it as difficult as you want. Make it a classical piece. It doesn't matter. He'll play it. And it'll give the bidder an idea, the level of what do you call, the level of musicianship, the level of
mastery that he has of the instrument?
Yes, yes. Because you, too, will be able to do what he can do. I don't even know what that's worth. But we have $2,000. Bill, we appreciate it. But, Bill, don't take this the wrong way. I hope you get bumped out because it just means more money for Backstoppers. Do we have somebody with a song request?
Yeah, we have a couple of people with a song request.
Who are they? Steve, is he one?
Steve is one, yes.
Let me take Steve. Hi, Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Frank.
What would you like to hear Dan play?
I'd like to hear Dan play that song that's one of your favorites by Louis Armstrong. You played it 2 weeks back.
Wonderful World?
I think to myself,
yes,
what
sir.
A wonderful
yes,
world. I see trees of green, skies of blue. Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. That's okay. A good uplifting song. Steve, that's a good suggestion.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Now, can you pull Louis Armstrong, A Wonderful World? I want people
sure.
to hear. But because you can't appreciate the talent.
You want me to play along with it? Is that
no,
what you want me to
do? No, I want them to hear him a little bit, and then I want you to play the song.
All right.
Because I want people who don't know the song to realize how good you are. That's all. Now, you won't play this part.
No.
But you'll start here.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
What do you think, Pion? Should he start over and play with it or play it solo?
I would say probably solo.
All right, that's the song.
Okay.
Dan,
all right.
Anytime.
Ready? Okay.
What you're thinking. You're thinking one lesson. I can never do that. You're wrong.
Yep.
You're wrong. You underestimate yourself.
You can.
Okay.
By the fourth hole. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right, that's it. That's enough begging. If you can't call right now and say, I'm in for $2,500, I'm in for $3,000, you can email me tonight, over the weekend, francoopinion@yahoo.com. That's my email address. Let's get to the Burke segment. We'll take some calls. We'll get to the Burke.
Well, yeah, let's see what
calls.
Song Rob wanted
yeah,
to
Rob,
stand
Rob's been holding a long time. Rob, you're very patient. Thank you. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I don't think Dan can play Happy Birthday, though. There's no way. It's too difficult.
Well, and then we can't just keep playing different requests, but yes, he can. I'm just going to tell
There's
you.
There's no way. No way.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't buy it.
I know what Rob's trying
what?
To do. Oh, Rob's pulling the old, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
can't do it.
I know you can't do it, and he wants to
nope.
prove it. All right, let's just shut this down, and that's the last request. He thinks you can't he thinks you can't play Happy Birthday. Go ahead. Happy Birthday.
All
happy
right.
birthday to you. Just play
okay,
it, and
okay.
just shut him up. Birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear somebody. Happy birthday to you. There it is. Well, put that in your pipe and smoke
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
A lot of nerve. A lot of nerve calling and going, oh, I know we can't play that. That's enough. No more requests. We'll talk about whatever else you want to talk about. Let's go to Jeffrey. Hey, Jeffrey, how are you?
Frank.
Yes.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Good.
I was hoping Dan could play Colin Kaepernick's favorite song.
The Star Spangled Banner?
Of course.
No, Kaepernick doesn't deserve to get a request. Or to even be mentioned, actually.
And I don't
Fair
think...
enough.
He's gotten
All
more attention said. Already than he should have gotten, and I think you probably agree with me.
Amen to that.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I don't think that the...
You know that 99% of the world thinks this guy is a complete idiot?
Yeah.
But those few
that think they have to agree with him, or that at their own little high school game, what would Colin Kaepernick do? You stupid knucklehead morons. Get your own brain. Do something like that, because he's getting a lot of attention, so I'll do it too. You don't even know why you're doing it.
And I don't think the United States is ready for my version of harmonica version of the Star Spangled Banner.
No, I don't. I don't, because I don't think you're capable of not putting your own personal touch to it.
No.
Who's this call? I don't even have a. See, this is another case of phone just rings and rings and rings. And
well, he's.
I can't come down too hard on Dan because he is
trying to play harmonica.
And he is offering a lesson. He is offering free harmonica. So that's the deal. A week from tomorrow is our golf tournament. And we have found out, I think we got somebody there making margaritas all day. We got somebody making Bloody Marys.
Hand-rolled
cigars. The Rib Crib is there. The guy up north, the pizza guy, which I can... Peroni's.
Peroni's, yes. Yeah, Rick from Peroni's.
I mean, this is going to be... This is going to be good. Let me talk to Bob. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, AM into PM?
It's going great, Bob.
I got a great song for today. Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
Why? Why is that a great song?
Because it's hot, and I want to think about snow.
Oh.
You know what, Bob? That's going to be the last request. Do you want it on harmonica?
Yes, sir. All right, Frosty the Snowman.
All right, this is it. You get the last request, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Bob. You see what happens here?
People
crave.
More.
It's called
Give
craving.
Us more.
They hear it, and they go, if I could just hear more of that.
Yep.
I'm sorry you people didn't get a chance to get a copy of Dan's CD, Songs You Know by Heart by Dan Strauss. It's unbelievable.
My ears are tingling. Give me more.
I think he's got a good idea, though. It is hotter than we thought it would be.
It's a lot of humid.
And when you hear Christmas music or a winter song, it has a cooling effect. You know Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yeah, because I've done it with your daughter before when she sang it.
Singing it, yes.
Oh, did we sing it together?
Have you ever played it? Oh, I guess you played harmonica along with her singing.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Well, let's do a part of it, a couple of lines. Frosty the Snowman. For you folks who are hot, this will cool you right down. Here is the harmonica master, Dan Strauss. Frosty Snowman, jolly, happy soul, with a corn cob pot and a button nose and two eyes. I may be a little off.
I think you are.
Frosty the Snowman, a fairy tale they say. He was made of snow, but children know how he came to life one day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's right. Was Bob, was that his name? He's right.
I feel cooler. You might want to clean your spit trap out there. Yeah. I think you got a spit bubble.
You know, that is true of a harmonica. I had a harmonica. It just is full of spit. You shake it out, spit comes out. You have to slap it against your leg or something.
I heard a musical bubble.
I know.
Now, folks, I don't want to be rude, and Dan certainly is an accommodating man, mm-hmm. and he would, if we let him, just play everything for everybody. But have a show to do.
Yeah.
Have a show to do. We have business to take care of. And we're going to start right now with that business after we check on traffic. I'm assuming Tim Wild.
Yes, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the number one traffic reporter. And that's all radio stations in all of the United States. Tim Weiland.
Wow. Wow, is
no,
right.
It's true. It is true.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Frank.
You're welcome.
Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage.
You know what, Tim? That was a perfect. My mic was off. I just said to Pian, I said, I think this is the first
perfect.
Flawless, mistakeless report, and then you did that. You said deals for details.
Oh, man.
Like almost a no-hitter, you know? Like, so close.
You know what? Actually, I should have just left it that way. You wouldn't have known
for
the
deals.
Difference. Yeah.
See, store for deals.
Too
right?
late now. No,
you know?
Right. You know?
I could have played harmonica with you doing the traffic report. That would have given you a rhythm.
Not that.
It would have.
It's not over to the harmonica.
Yeah, really.
Tim, thank you.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon. There goes Tim Weiland. And here from number one to another number one, the number one Chevy dealer in the world, John Londoff. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, hello, Frank. How are you?
I am in such a good mood
really?
That it scares me.
Why would it scare you? Why?
Because I'm not normally in that good a mood. In fact, for a lot of my life, I was in not a good mood at all and almost kind of depressed and was depressed at times. And lately, I've just been in a really good mood.
Well, is it, that maybe you've talked to me a couple of days in a row now?
That's it. It just hit me.
Dang, I knew that was the reason. Well, it's good that you're in a good mood, and I'm glad that you're, not in a dark spot now, that you're in a good place.
I'm in a pretty good
place.
That
you're happy.
I think I am pretty happy. Have a good
That's
life.
Good.
Have a good
you
life.
You sound happy.
I have a good life. I got interviewed a couple of days ago by a guy, and he's a really good-looking guy, like a movie star.
Well, Frank.
And he said, I wish I had your life. I said, I wish I had your looks. I said, if I had that and my life, I'd be in trouble. I couldn't handle all that. You don't get it all, you know? I didn't get the movie star looks, but I got a great life.
So where did it come that you now suddenly feel comfortable in saying that some guy you met's really good looking?
Oh,
that's
I've always
like
no. I've been no, no, I've always no.
Like
hold
you.
On, I've always been comfortable with that. I think.
No, you're not.
Antonio Banderas. No, I've said many times if I could come back as looking like somebody else, there are a handful of guys I'd like to look. I'd like to look like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Marty Feldman.
No, not Marty Feldman.
See, you know, Dan, there you are. You're trying to be funny.
Thank you, John. John, thank you for being brutally honest.
Somebody that doesn't like to be told, like that I love you. I mean, it's kind of weird.
Well, I didn't say I didn't say I love the guy that interviewed me. I said he was a good-looking guy.
So you have a hard time taking your eyes off of him?
Actually, at first I did because I thought, man, if I had your hair, the guy had that perfect black, silver, gray, mixed combination of hair, long hair, like Michael Landon type. I just thought, man.
Always better to have a sausage in the rear.
I can honestly say I've never looked at another man and go, man, is he good looking?
Yes, you have.
I have not.
Yes, you have. You know why you haven't? You know why you haven't? Because you're good looking, so it doesn't mean anything to you.
Whoa.
I'm very average, so I look at him, and I realize, ooh, there's another level in looks. So you don't.
Did you get yourself awkwardly staring at him?
At first I did, yeah. I did.
Did he notice it?
He couldn't help but notice. I said to him, holy cow, you're good looking. I said that to him. No, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
What, did he, like, back off?
No, he knows I'm not gay.
Back off. Oh, no.
Man, that would be some meeting.
Yeah.
You're good looking. Okay.
Okay, let's back off.
Yeah, that's quite an interview.
No, because he knows I'm 120% straight. I'm straight all the way. Straight through and through. He knows that.
Well, okay, that's good. I know that, too. Okay, but again, it's always good to know. It's always good to hear it.
Mm-hmm. It's no different. Look, my saying the guy's good looking, it's no different than that stuff you do. Like, I love you, Frank, that kind of thing. In fact, I think that's a little bit more odd. But hey, we like you.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Uh-huh. It's good to be comfortable and be in touch with, your feelings.
Hey, can we mention the email you sent me? That was a fantastic email. I wonder if I saved that. Hang on. You know what I'm talking about? Hang on here. I hope I saved that. Folks, this is unbelievable. Let me see. Oh, man, I hope I saved it. Give me
I
just. Do you have any? Oh, here it is. I got
mail
it.
Saving
look
music.
At this, look at this. Look at this. John, can I read a little bit of it?
Sure. Yes, sir.
It's written to John, but I got a copy of it. It says, Dear Mr. Londoff, I want to share a few thoughts with you. Last December, my greatest hope was to be able to get a new car after driving my old one for 10 years. But I'd had some credit problems. I didn't think anybody would be able to help me, and I'd have to try to get through the winter. On a whim, I called a few dealerships, and they all told me they could get me in a car. I was elated, and I rushed to one of the many that were close to home, and they all changed their minds. But since I'm AM and the PM and have been for years, always enjoyed and respected the conversations you had on the Big 550. I drove to Florissant while road construction was happening, making the trip really long to go to your dealership. Greg Kirkpatrick was great to deal with. He had a new daughter, and he could have rushed home to her, but instead he took time to be with me. December 9th, I drove home in my new Cruise, and I have never looked back. I will never, get this part, I will never buy a car anywhere other than your dealership. Every single person I came into contact with was fantastic and treated me like I was the only customer they had. I didn't know such service still existed in our current society. So refreshing. I refer friends and family every chance I get. How about that, Sheila? How about Sheila?
Wow.
Unbelievable. I think her name is Sheila.
Very awesome. She goes on, if you read the rest of it, I don't know if you want to put that link for her son, who's a member of a Freed Percussion,
right,
and showed it's an indoor drumline competitive group. So we put it out on our Facebook page because there's a ability to get them enough votes. So we put it on our Facebook page, and I think it's facebook.com/freedompercussion.
See, to me, this is more important to get through to people with this message about how they're treated than it is the price. And I know you're big on the price, and we have this many units, and blah, 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 blah. And I guess it's important. But I don't think that's what makes you as big as you are. I don't. Pricing is pretty competitive. It's the fact that when you went in there thinking that you were going to hate the experience because you always have hated buying a car, and you leave thinking, man, I know exactly where I'm going to go next time. I can't wait. This was great. That's the difference.
Thank you. It was great. You know, and the place has gotten big. I think back about when I was younger, 3.5 acres, now we're 13.5 acres. Not just the acreage, but 5 separate buildings. Service apartment is just enormous.
I believe all that growth, or most of it, took place since you've been on the air with us.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You know what?
You're so welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, Frank, no doubt some of it did, but not all of it.
I think you're probably most of it, maybe.
No, not all of it. I mean, here, listen, I know it's your show. So, I know that I need to, suck up a little bit to you. So,
whoa.
All right, Frank, you're right. It's all because of you. I can't thank you. I don't know what to say, Frank. I don't know what to say except, Frank, I love you, buddy.
Oh, man. Oh, John.
You're so good looking.
John, you didn't know I did this, and I paid for this myself. It's a service. It's an organization called Dealer Evaluators of America, DEOA. And what they do is they look at records and sales and books, and I asked him to evaluate Johnny Londoff. I've never shared this.
Oh.
I have it right here. Evaluate. I said, and in the last 12 years, take a look at 12 years ago and now, and give me your honest evaluation of this. And here, I'll read you the results. Dear Mr. Pinion, we appreciate your business. Thank you for your check for $1,500. By the way, that was the cost.
Oh.
I had them run this check. We have evaluated Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Florissant, Missouri, as you requested. From everything we can see, all indications are that during the last 12 years this dealership has been on with you, they have grown in a way they could have never grown otherwise. In fact, our numbers show they would have been out of business 7 years ago.
Whoa.
Yours truly, Frederick Timmergen.
Who?
Frederick Timmergen.
Timmergen?
President, DEOA. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
DE.
Good stuff. DEOA. Good stuff.
Dealer Evaluators of America.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. I have to look that up.
Yeah.
See if I can find.
Google them.
I can Google. I probably roll my iPhone up Googling that one. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, let's see. We've touched on a lot of things. What was? I guess you can't mention the guy's name that you found extremely handsome, can you?
But Paul Brown. Paul Brown. He works here a little bit, or did work here, and now he writes columns occasionally for the Ladue News. That's who it was.
Okay.
Good looking guy.
There you go.
Good looking guy.
All right. That's good to know, buddy.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Well, you know what?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but that's okay.
Let me tell you something. Women do it. My wife will see a woman and go, my goodness, she's so beautiful. It's not a lesbian thing. She's making a comment. Just acknowledging somebody's beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I do? Tell the truth. Have you ever done this with Mimi? You're watching something, and there's just a really pretty woman. Have you ever said to your wife, would you make out with her?
No.
I have.
Oh, that's weird.
It's not weird.
This whole thing is getting even weirder.
It's not weird.
No, I promise you. Let me just say one thing. If I would say that to Mimi, first of all, the thought wouldn't come to my mind.
But if
I would look at her and say that just because, hey, Frank told me to say this, she'd probably punch me right in the mouth.
Here's the reason I did. I read an article, and it said that most women, if they told the truth, most women have at least a small sort of
curiosity
about being with another woman if she found the woman attractive. Far much more than men ever would, that they would consider that. Now, that's why I said, would you make out with her? And, of course, every time, that is disgusting and that is sick. That's what she says to me. No, she said. So, I just threw it out there.
Well, I don't think that'll be a topic of our conversation next time we have dinner together. I just don't see that coming on the table. Unless you want to
you should be here someday to be a part of our off-the-air discussions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Things like this. For $100,000, and yeah, we'd ask each other, like, name the best-looking guy we can think of. So let's say Antonio Banderas or somebody. And then we say, for $100,000, would you kiss him on the lips for 15 seconds?
No, I don't think that's what the question was. Yes. We did that off the air yesterday.
It wasn't exactly that.
It wasn't quite just a kiss.
It wasn't exactly that. Huh?
You've mentioned his name 3 or 4 times now.
Well, who, Antonio Banderas?
Yeah, he's got it. He's got the whole thing. That voice, that Spanish accent, women love this. No, they do. Ricardo Montalban, when he was selling Chrysler.
Ricardo Montalban wasn't good looking.
Oh, come on!
No, tattoo was the one that looked good.
The Chrysler Cordoba.
And plus, he was lying about Corinthian leather. There was no such thing as Corinthian leather.
We know that now. The Chrysler Cordoba. No such thing. We know that now.
No.
But when he spoke to the ladies, they melt like butter. They do. They love that accent.
They melt like butter.
Did John answer your question?
I don't believe he did. I do not believe so.
I would say probably
would say
not for 100,000.
The answer for him is no. Of course.
You would probably have to go higher than 100,000.
You would have to go probably to $2 or $3 million.
You are on a roll today.
I am.
You are on a great roll.
I'm on kind of a happy high.
The Texas actor, Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Is that who you would find more attractive than Antonio Banderas?
I'm just thinking that a lot of women think he's.
All right, John, let's put it this way. Let's say that.
Well, use Matthew McConaughey because he brought him up now. Use him as the example.
Let's say Jesus came back. And he decided to visit John Longo's house, and he said, "John, I like charitable things you've done, and I'm going to grant you a wish. Name the man you would like to look like, and I'll make it happen. You'll look just like that guy. Who would that be?"
I have no idea.
I could name 5 guys that I'd like to look like. Because I look in the mirror and I go,
you should be comfortable with your looks. I mean, you're a good-looking guy.
I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable with it. But I see. Come on, we all see people. We go, man, what would it be like to look like that? I'm sorry.
I kind of like how God created me.
Well, you're better looking than those guys. See?
Big nose and all. I don't care.
Part of the character. It's part of the character.
It's been broken a couple of times. That's why it's part of the character. It just stands out amongst others.
That's what you get for playing hockey, I guess.
Yeah, maybe so.
Before you give us your phone number in about 10 seconds, what else would you like to tell people?
That's it. I think we've covered it all.
We have covered it all.
You find men attractive?
No, that's not what I said. Michael Landa. Michael Landa. I used to see Michael Landa and go, wow, I wish I looked like that.
Next time you come to the dealership, let me show you a picture that I had of Michael Landa. He attended one of the Bradley telethons. I think I was 9 years old, okay? So it would have been 1967. And I got a picture with Michael Landa. And he had his get-up from Bonanza, his cowboy get-up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked him. I liked his work. I liked Highway to Heaven. I liked Little House on the Prairie. I liked his wholesome, good family shows. I liked his stuff. He went too soon.
We need more wholesome family shows. Too many movies and programs.
Well, I'm afraid those days are over. What's your phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Come in tonight. We'll be here. Be here till 6:30, probably 7 o'clock. Late tomorrow night and all weekend long. Saturday, and come in and say you're aiming the PM. Please tell us immediately when you call in. Tell us you're aiming the PM. If you email us at lawndoc.com, tell us you're aiming the PM. And tell us who you think Frank should look like.
Say it loud, say it proud, AM and the PM. And here's another thing I want to tell our high bidder. If somebody out there is going, well, I would bid more than $2,000 if only I could meet John Londo. You're going to be there a week from tomorrow. You're going to be playing.
No, I'm going to be there.
So you will get to meet him. Everybody gets to meet him.
And here's the deal. everybody at Johnny Lawndup Chevrolet, it's a busy day. It's a Friday,
right.
So nobody wants to take off and golf. They'd love to take off, but they know that their commitments to the dealership and the customers.
Right.
So what if I throw out there? I mean, I've already paid for my foursome. Three people that want to get together, even four people want to get together and give a bid, and I'll just tag along in a cart with the four people and. We'll hang on. The only thing is we have to be behind your group so we can hit into you.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah. Well, you know what? So you're offering for a party of three to go with you. You won't play because of your hamstring deal, right? Will you just hit, like, the short game?
Will be a caddy? Bring their club over if they need assistance?
I mean, I'll take a few swings, but...
I thought you would.
If they want to laugh... You want to laugh? Watch me hit a golf ball. You will be amazed.
So you have the foursome bought already?
I need someone to. I'm putting it up there for an auction.
No, we don't have any extra foursomes left. It would have to be.
No. My foursome already is paid for, but it's just me.
So we can't have that. You can't play by yourself. That's ridiculous.
No, we need to have three people. $1,000 towards backstoppers, and then you can play golf.
All right, hold on. How about this? And I don't know how tournaments are structured. Since you're by yourself, you don't have the other three people yet. What if you join us? It's a fivesome. And now the high bidder plays with the three of us and you. How about that deal?
All right. I'm in.
Would that screw the tournament up?
I don't think so.
I'm saying that's what we do. I say now the bid is to play with the four of us, me, Peon, Dan, and you. And you're the fifth player because you're not going to hit, you're not going to tee off. You have to take it easy.
Yeah, you're our short game guy.
You're our short game guy. We turn to you for the short game. There we go. Done.
I don't know if I like to be called the short game guy.
Well, yeah, call whatever you want, but I think we got a good idea here. I'll let you know how it goes.
I can't wait.
All right, listen, go sell some cars. We'll send you some people, okay?
All right, see you, handsome.
All right, yeah. Bye-bye. Okay, see you, John. I think that's a good idea. Harmonica, lessons, Londo. Who could ask for anything more? Thank you. Now, let's talk a little bit about you folks who have $25,000 or more, either to invest or already invested. At some point, you're going to retire or you're going to change jobs. If you have a 401k, you're going to have a bunch of questions you may not know the answers to. Like, do I cash out? Do I... do a direct rollover to an IRA? Do I need to pay tax on this money? And how much tax? And what about penalties? And blah, 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 blah. I would like for you to consider talking to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker because they have the answers to those questions. You can get to them at markandjason.com. You'll hear Peon say it again before you know it in a little over an hour. They're financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, SIPC-NYSE. They're members of both. This second opinion, even if you already have an advisor, or first if you don't, will not cost you anything. It's a complimentary meeting, but you have to call and set it up. And I'd be happy to meet with you. If you don't like what they say, you move on. If you do, I'm sure you'll have another meeting. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, markandjason.com. I used to work for a guy in the 70s, and he was real short. And he owned the ad agency that I worked for. And he said one time, I hate the term small businessman. Because he was real short. He said, it's insulting. And I said, Sid, they're not talking about you. He says, I don't care. He says, I'm short and I don't like it. They need to change it. But I'm addressing the small business person. Not short in stature, but, small business. And I'll talk to you about business loans at First Community Credit Union. Roughly, we're talking in the neighborhood of $100,000. $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, $110,000, $150,000. They're really good at that. They're really good at working with companies who need, maybe you need to buy new equipment, new vehicles, whatever. You need to talk to these people. They are very competitive with rates. My boys are in business. And they shopped around initially for some rates. Nobody could beat them. Nobody could touch them. And they keep up with rates. If it's time to drop them, they drop. You don't have to do that. They do that legwork. It's the same way they work for non-business customers, just regular people who are doing their banking at First Community Credit Union. We, the members, we don't worry about, I hope we're getting a decent rate on our car loan. We don't worry about it because we know we are. That's the reason they're so big, and that's the reason they keep getting bigger. The biggest credit union in the St. Louis area, 42 locations. First Community Credit Union. Please stop in and say hello and get some popcorn and just consider the fact that you really don't have a good reason to bank where you're banking now, so come join us. Website is firstcommunity.com. Get your legal questions ready. Scott Sherman's coming in for the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Under the boardwalk.
Under the boardwalk.
Someone just called and said that I need to hop in the tube and head to the traffic center.
Really?
Well, yeah, get in there.
They gave me information, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now live to the KTRS Traffic Center where Dan Strauss is standing by. Something is going on. I can hear the activity. Dan, what in the world is going on down there?
All right. Thank you so much, Frank. We have westbound 40. There's a stalled car in the center lane. It's right before you exit off at Clayton Road. So westbound 40, right before the Clayton Road exit, there's a stalled car in the center lane. So, and that's backing traffic up. He said to McCausland, at least right now. So westbound 40, right before Clayton Road, stalled car, center lane.
Dan, you've done people a great service.
Oh, thank you.
A great
thank
service. You. And now, get in the tube.
All right. I'm back. Man.
Sometimes we criticize the station for old equipment, but I got to tell you something. They take that traffic and weather seriously.
Yes. Yeah, they do.
Man, oh, man. All right. I have an update and a bulletin. Well, let's make it both. We added John Landoff to our... It's now going to be a fivesome for the golf tournament a week from tomorrow. So here will be, it'll be the only fivesome. Everybody else is a foursome. It's Peon, Dan, me, John Landoff, and now a new bidder, also named Bill, for $2,500.
What? The world needs now is love, sweet love.
Battle of the Bills. Thank you, Bill. Now, Bill number one, are you going to put up with that? You have, look, you have $2,000. That means you have $3,000.
And we'll have to double check with John because I think he said none of the employees are going to be able to golf in his foursome because it's going to be a busy day. So I think there's an open team. So maybe the second bidder could get that full foursome.
Maybe that's a great idea.
And they can be paired with us, because I think two foursomes are on each hole together. So we can maybe work that out.
It sounds a little complicated, but there are three openings in the foursome that John bought. Now all four are open. So maybe somebody would call and go, I'll take that foursome spot. Since John stepped out, it leaves a foursome that's empty. I'll take it for $1,000. All four slots.
Or whoever comes in second between the two bills.
Oh, that's a great idea. Maybe bill number one for $2,000 would take that foursome. That gives us $4,500. That's right. We know how to help the cops. All right. Thank you, bill number two. We appreciate it. Bill number one, maybe you'll consider what Peon said there. That was a very good idea. Scott Sherman is in the room, which means we need now to open the phone lines up just to people who have legal questions. Dan, we got to clear it out unless they have a legal question for Scott. I hate to do that to you, but that's what this hour is all about. Scott, how are you?
I'm great, Frank.
Let's get right to Scott after I do a bit of business here. I'm going to go around the room and ask you guys this question. How many new homes do you think were built in the past year in St. Louis? How many brand new homes?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, be realistic. New homes, not homes sold that were...
1,500?
All right. Scott?
8,000.
Dan's on the phone.
So. Whoa. I'll go somewhere in the middle. I'll say 2,500.
5,000.
Wow.
Now, Scott said, hey, that... Five, to me, is I'm stunned by that. 5,000 new homes in the last year in St. Louis. Here's the reason I mention that. You probably know by now that Gateway Lock and Security is in the security and surveillance business, and they're in the surveillance camera business big time. When you build a house, it is so much easier and so much less expensive to wire for home theater. Anything. Your internet, any wires or cables. And the same is true for surveillance cameras. And think about this, you folks building a new home. You tell your builder they need to work with Gateway Lock and Security. For everything, it may be a keyless entry, maybe keypads, maybe anything that involves security or surveillance. Because now you can put cameras strategically, and Gateway Lock and Security will come out and help you determine where those cameras would be based on all they know about crime and, you know, people who like to check out somebody else's possessions or family. It is absolutely, you have an advantage if you put that kind of thing in when the home is being built. So I just address all of you who are building homes. If it's under construction, it's probably not too late. You get a hold of Gateway Lock and Security. They'll get with your builder, and you have yourself an incredible surveillance system. And don't forget, too, that while it's great to be able to nab the bad guy, because you have crystal clear video and you can watch the perpetrator, I'd prefer to not watch anybody, because sometimes what that person does is more than just grab a watch and some jewelry. They come in your family and harm your family, or kill somebody in your family, or rape somebody. Yeah, we got them on video and they're going to prison. Your life is still ruined. How about this? How about it not ever happening, because a camera is probably the greatest deterrent there is. There are people that have shot people's dogs. We got a dog, and that dog barks loud. Really? You're not home, the dog barks. They shoot the dog, they go in and do what they're going to do. There are people who know their way around certain lines and cables and burglar alarms. But they can't stop a camera, a high-definition camera that has already captured them, even though if all they did was walk on the property and kind of look up and look around. You got them. You hang onto that video, and you tell the police if something happens. You know, there was somebody here a couple of years. Here he is right here. He's checking the place out. But better yet, they saw it and they left because they know they're screwed. We're not touching this business. We're not touching this house because we already got us on video the minute we walked up. Everything about it makes sense. They are Gateway Lock and Security. Check out their website. That's what I would do first. Take a look at what they do. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com. .com. Edit that out. That was embarrassing.
On this side of the law. On that side of the law. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
Now we have calls, but we have a couple lines open if you have a legal question for Scott Sherman. Most cell phones can just call Star KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS. And then I see this line is already lit, but when it is not any longer in use, maybe you can sneak in 888-550-KTRS. Once again, we welcome Scott Sherman. Are you ready?
I am more than ready.
He's always ready. Let's get Bill in here. Bill, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks so much for...
What the heck? Oh, my goodness. He cut himself off. That wasn't our end. That was his end. He bumped a button or something. He's gone.
Was that... That was Bill?
Yeah. Bill, I'm sorry. Call back. There's a line open. If you grab it right now, you get back in. While we wait for him, let's go to Don. Don, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys this afternoon?
Good. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Great, Don. How are you?
Pretty good. Scott, I got a question for you. I got a letter in the mail about 3 weeks ago from a collection agency in Indiana. Come to find out, this was for a traffic ticket that I had gotten in 1982.
Wow.
Right. They're trying to tell me I owe a fine of $275. What do you think? I asked them to send me a copy of the ticket. They did, and I never signed the ticket in 1982.
I don't think you owe that. First of all, the statute of limitations on the longest one is 10 years, and that's on real estate deals. So I wouldn't do anything with it.
By the way, these people must be really incompetent. And, what took them so long?
Yeah, and
how is the fine only $275 after 34 years of late fees?
Don, I thought you were going to say interest had compounded and penalties. You owed them like $8,000 or something.
Well, no, but I figure somebody found a box in the basement and went, hey, because I probably did get the ticket knowing
Don, did you ever see the Seinfeld episode when the library cop came to Jerry? This sounds like that. This sounds like that one. Check your credit. Get it. Just go check your credit score. If that's not on there, then do anything with that thing. What are they going to do? First of all, they're going to sue you for something that's 30 years old. They can't prove it. The cop's not there to testify. I didn't see that you ever pled guilty to it. You never went to court on it.
Not only that, Don, this was so long ago that you could have moved, and they don't know that you even got this letter.
Well, ironically, I moved. I was in Ohio with an Ohio driver's license when I got the ticket, and I'm now in St. Louis.
But it got to you anyway. Did they forward it from Ohio? Did they send it to Ohio when it got forwarded?
No, they sent it directly to my address. I'm assuming they pulled a credit report on me.
Okay,
and
but
got
if, it's,
my
if, but if it, it's not a certified letter, they still don't even know that you got it.
I wouldn't do anything with that. No. Hang on to it. And shoot me an email. I got a guy that's a consumer lawyer. I'll give you a 100% on it. But I'm 99% on this thing that is something to put on the refrigerator as a talking point.
That's 34 years ago.
That's right.
That's insane.
Right.
That has to be. There has to be statute.
Yes. And YouTube the Seinfeld episode with the library book cop. Because that's kind of like that.
All right, Don, don't worry about it. Shoot him an email, okay?
Yeah.
I will do that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for listening. All right. Now we have, I hope I get this right. This is Wayne. Wayne, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Wayne.
I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I want to give kudos to Scott. I called last week. My daughter was involved in an accident. You might remember it, rear-ended. And we've been fighting with the insurance since July 7th. We called him on last Thursday, and today the insurance company is ready to settle.
Mm-hmm. There you go. The power of attorney letterhead.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne, I'm glad because I was thinking about that going into the show. I'm really happy about that. I don't want to go too much into the details. Here's what I want to tell you. My fee is zero on behalf of the Large Morning Show and your daughter. Congratulations to her. Now she can concentrate on school.
And Wayne, I got to get to these other people with problems, but thank you for acknowledging Scott's help. We appreciate that. And now we have...
Those are wonderful people. I've been dealing with them all week. They're incredibly patient. And they were getting screwed.
Yeah, a lot of
people. It got straightened out.
It's Greg's turn. Greg, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. Hi, gang. How are you?
Greg, we're good.
Great.
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. My mother lives in New York City, and she is the recipient of a will or an estate from somebody who passed away. And in that will, she has been bequeathed some furniture that she does not want or doesn't need. Is she obligated, it's been in storage for 2 years, is she obligated to take that furniture, or can she just say, I don't want it?
She can disclaim it. You, there's a filing you can make with whoever the estate representative is. Somebody's the person in charge of that. She can say, I want to disclaim my stake in the estate. She'd have to send that to them in writing. My guess is that I would have it appraised first. I mean, she doesn't know what it is. It might be Queen Anne furniture.
That was her boyfriend, and she lived with him with the furniture was in his house.
Well, I'd hate for this to turn into a reverse antiques roadshow where a year from now it turns out the stuff's worth $80,000. Is there anybody there that has an estimate on what the value is of it? Not right this second, but that would be my progression for her. Everybody who has an estate, they have an executor, contact the executor and say, tell me about this furniture. Has it been appraised? What kind of stuff is it? And if it seems valuable, take it. And if not, she can do a disclaimer.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. I will tell her. Thank you.
All right, Greg, good luck. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Unusual name right here, Frank. Frank, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Scott, how are you?
Great, Frank.
Hey, quick question. I am divorced, and I have custody of my three children, which my ex-wife is in judgment to pay child support. Well, she is currently in the rear on child support. And my question is, have you heard anything about women that do not pay their child support does not receive quadro?
Okay, quadro's a, that's a deep well, and that goes to a domestic expert. I'm going to say in general, and then I'm going to point you in the right direction if you send me an email. I know exactly who will know this.
Okay.
Women, men, doesn't matter. Does it matter in the court's eyes about the custody and all that arrangement? Yeah, it does. Until the fact that you are the custodial parent. She's the non-custodial parent. She's got to pay. So at this point, we take the gender out. She's a deadbeat mom. Sorry. Sorry to tell you that, Frank.
I agree.
Okay, good. I was going to congratulate you on your divorce. Now I can. But she does not get to hide behind her gender. And whatever the penalty is, whether it's having her driver's license suspended, whether it's going to prison, whether it's all of the benefits that she may be getting, having them taken away for not taking care of her responsibility for her children, including but not limited to a quadro application, that would be something she could be on the hook for. Send me an email. I will send you to the best domestic relations people in town. I know exactly who to send you to. They will answer your question before I can even give you my email.
Well, I appreciate it, Scott, and I am AM and the PM, fellas.
Thank you, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Bill made it back. He went to a landline. He called me and said he's going to a landline because he didn't trust his cell signal. Okay. He's been trying to get
a hold
of
Scott. Well, he got in early and he lost his signal.
Yeah, so
he deserves to come back in, and then we'll take a break. Let me get him in here. Bill, you're back.
Hi, Frank. It's Bill. I finally made it back. All right. Feel special that you got me back in.
Well, say hi again to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Bill.
What do you got, Bill?
Thanks so much for your service. Real quick, I've got an IRA account, and one of the stocks in that account dropped about 40% overnight after hours trading. And the reason why is because a law firm had found that they had falsified third quarter earnings. And, of course, that hit the news wire, and before it even opened the next day, it had dropped about 40%. So,
Wells Fargo?
No, no.
Oh, somebody else did
Somebody else, okay. So, of course, this law firm has advertised and has announced that anybody over 100K losses should contact them to try to recoup their losses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just a peon that lost about $12,000 in this, and I didn't know if that was worth pursuing realistically with someone you know or yourself, or if that's better lost than...
Give me an email. I got people that don't think that's peon money. I think that's a lot of money.
No, if that's the eon there. Right?
Yeah.
No, peon didn't take it personally.
If there's anything that somebody did that would have tortiously hurt you, whether it was your broker and they breached their duty... a fiduciary duty to you, or somebody did something, my people would look into that. $12,000's worth talking about. So if you want to send me an email, I got two guys I'm thinking of right now. They do that kind of stuff, shareholder derivative suits. And
I was going to say, that sure sounds like shareholder derivative. That's
exactly what that is. Or just your basic fiduciary breach where somebody who's responsible for doing the best for you screws up and does something for themselves, like Wells Fargo.
Bill,
give me an email.
Bill, do you have Scott's email
address? I'll give that at the end of your... I won't waste any more of your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bill.
I think Scott, I'll be in contact.
Okay. I think you're just going to wait and hear it at the end of... We'll give it now. Mm-hmm. It's law office of scottsherman@gmail.com. We're going to take a quick break. That'll get us back in time to at least help maybe two or three other people. I've been going to the same dentist for 43 years. Ballast Dental Care. Haven't ever been to another dentist. I've actually had offers from dentists to pay me to go to their clinic so I could talk about them. Who does business like that? Who drops a good client? Oh, wait a minute. Lots of people do in this business. They'll dump an advertiser to take more money from another advertiser. I don't work like that. I've been with Ballast Dental Care. They've been on this show for, I'm going to say, 16 years or so, but I've been going there for 43 years. I don't want to go anywhere else. I've actually thought about this. What will I do? What would I do if there were no more Ballast Dental Care? I don't think that's going to happen. They got three great dentists there and a lot of good people, and many of them are younger than I am, and they'll continue. Even if Dr. Douglas Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe retires, they'll still be there, and I'll still go there. And that's what you're going to end up thinking and feeling when you make your first appointment. One appointment at Ballast Dental Care, and I don't care what all these other dental commercials say. You know, they all sound good. I don't know of anybody who can speak with more authority and from more experience than I can. 43 years at the same dentist. And you're going to go and then say to yourself, I cannot now even imagine going to another dentist. And I can't believe how scared I was. If I'd only come here sooner, I could have ended all that fear. It is a tremendous place, and they'd love to have you as a patient. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
Well, I'll tell you who is for you, and that is Scott Sherman.
We talk about so many legal things off the air, too.
Yes, we do. And now we continue with our attempt, his attempt, at least point you in the right direction, put it that way. George is up. George, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott, it's George.
Hi, George.
I got a question. I have some rental property, and I had a tenant who filed a order of protection against me for no real reason other than she's crazy. And so I had to go to court for this, and, you know, the judge listens to her spiel, and he didn't even listen to me. He just denied her claim right away. But yet, now that shows up on CaseNet, and, you know it was denied. I just don't like it up on CaseNet.
It shouldn't be. To me, it shouldn't be on CaseNet. It's like an arrest. Sometimes they arrest people and they go, oh, we arrested the wrong guy. That arrest should never be record. And I don't think your restraining order should be.
It stays up there for a while.
How does he deal with that? Because that's not fair.
I think you get an expungement on that. You could get a court order to have that wiped off of CaseNet since you won the case.
Yeah, but that's a legal process.
You can't
I can't do it myself by filing some paperwork or anything.
And let me tell you, this kind of thing burns me up. It shouldn't be. Because I could go right now and get an order of protection against Scott Sherman or against Peon and for no reason.
It's free. You can file it against 1,000 people for no real reason, and yet then you got to show up for court. It costs me a day's pay. I'm a construction worker. I get paid for being on a job. I'm not on a job, you know, that day. You know, that's a loss.
And it's slanderous, too.
For people who don't know how this works, restraining order, it's like 2 weeks or something. And then after a couple of weeks, they do it initially because sometimes it's necessary. Yep. But in this case, it's not. In a couple of weeks, a judge has to look at it and go, okay, this is justified. Or they go, this is ridiculous. Yeah. You throw it out. This guy's not a problem.
And you both show up for court. You're supposed to both show up. But sometimes the person that filed the restraining order won't even show up because they're just creating a nuisance and wanting to.
But when the judge says, this is ridiculous. It should go away. It should not be on his record. Can it be removed?
It can be. And I don't want to be flippant about it because I agree with George. It's defamatory for someone to lie about you. Now it's public if they ever run George's name. And, you know, let's say somebody wants to give him a big job. And before they do that, they do a background check. And there's George's name on some order protection thing, and not only is it embarrassing.
How does he get it off?
Unfortunately, it looks like an expungement. Can you file it? Yeah. You probably could also pull your own teeth, but you'd want to go to Ballast Dental Care and get that taken care of.
This is the
way to do it, unfortunately. And if you want to throw something else at her, how about a little defamation action for the cost of this?
That's exactly what I was going to say. What should happen here is on her file and her record, it should show files false restraining order claims, makes false claims, and is nuts. That should be in her record. And I'm with Scott. Sue her for defamation.
And for the Illinois side of the river people, CaseNet is a Missouri-based computer search for legal cases. Illinois isn't as sophisticated as Missouri's. It's probably the only thing not as sophisticated as Missouri's. But it's very public, and it can be very embarrassing when innocent people like George have their good name dragged through the mud. I sympathize with you. It's not something I would do myself. Could you? Yes. You shouldn't.
Okay, but he should. I think he should sue her.
You should absolutely do everything you can
to ruin her life.
Unless that's going to bring the dragon back. I don't know your relationship with this person.
This person, she's nuts. She moved out of my apartment building right next door to the next building over.
Got it.
You know,
I mean, if she was that afraid of me, why would she move right next door?
Well, she was lying about you. She was lying about you because she's a lunatic.
You ever thought about having her killed?
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know what? The answer is yes, he has thought, he has thought about it. He's a human. Good luck. And, you know, you got Scott's address. He can direct you to somebody who maybe get this thing
I do happen to have a little side project, expungement company, and I'll give you to my colleague, and we'll talk.
All right.
Okay. I'll send you an email.
All right,
okay.
George. That's one of the things about our system that makes no sense to anybody. You file a restraining order against somebody just because you want to ruin their life and make them miserable, and it's filed. Because if you don't do it, let's say a woman is scared to death of her lunatic husband's going to kill her, you can't go, we'll look into it. You got to do it. You're right then, and it's in force until a judge can take a closer look. But when they do and say it's nonsense, it should never be on anybody's record. How does that even? How's that even part of our system that they can be there?
And the person that files it falsely should have to pay.
Yes,
they should have. They should not only have to pay. They should probably have to.
A crime.
They should
falsely file.
There should be something on her record that indicates she's a bit of a lunatic, and she has a tendency to make false claims.
Yeah, it should be
destructive claims.
It should be as much of a crime to file a false restraining order or ex parte order as it is for a false police report. If they know what they're saying is not true, not only is it defamatory, I think it should be criminal. And a pox on the house of the bottom feeder lawyers, and there are more than a few, that use the order of protection for leverage in the domestic cases of their clients. Right. That's a travesty.
Let's get Mick in here. Mick, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. It's actually Nick.
I'm sorry. It's Mick with an M because that's what Dan says it is.
I've been AMing the PM for 19 years now.
That's how long we've been here.
Wow.
Since I was 12.
Well, thank you.
12?
Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you got?
So I'm Nick. I'm the blind guy that went through the custody case. And kudos to that one guy who has custody of his kids, and he won that case. And about the ex parte order, my kid's mom has filed 3 orders against me. They're all bogus. They're all just leverage for her. And 2 of them, she didn't show up to court. And the last one, she used to take the kids from me after she abandoned us 2 months prior. Long story short, but I called Scott this time I was running the other day. I'm low vision. I don't see that well, but I was out running. And I was running down the sidewalk. I was going from a light to a shadowy, a tree area, and there was a branch I didn't see, and it stabbed me in the eye.
Oh, man.
I now have a partial retinal detachment from this property owner that just chose not to prune his trees.
Yeah,
that's
all you needed. Wow. Already so, almost
yeah,
blind.
Exactly. That's all I needed. So I gather myself, and I try to walk it off a little bit, and I run up to where I was going, and I get to where I was going. My eye hurts for a couple of days. I go to the hospital. I have an ultrasound done in my eye, found out I got some swelling, some scar tissue, Can I sue the owner of this property?
That's a good one.
Yeah, you can try.
Yeah. Well, the answer is yes. Anybody can sue anybody. So can you sue him? Yes. But what are your chances? I don't know.
Here's the standard. I remember Nick from earlier.
Yeah.
It has to be unreasonably dangerous condition, and they know people are using the sidewalk. They're running on the sidewalk. They're going to run on the sidewalk, not just in the broad daylight. They're going to run the sidewalk at dusk. They might run at night. Mm-hmm. If it's something that a – how tall are you?
I am 66 and 3/4 of an inch.
Congratulations. I have no idea how tall that is. Is
5'6¾".
Okay, great. So, yeah, you're for 1957, you're an average-sized guy. This is probably something that you should make and look into a claim about, because they know people are going to use that sidewalk for recreation, and your sight is going to be an issue. But how about this? If you send them a bunch of medical records and medical bills, they might pay you. So it's not going to cost you anything to give it a try. It just happened.
Should you go and photograph the area, though? Because once you send paperwork, they'll just go out and prune it.
Before they cut it.
Yes. Someone go out and take a picture of that condition. Excellent. Excellent, Mr. On.
Wow.
that's what I'm going to do. I was just going to say, how do I prove I was in the error? I have a cell phone, and I was on the phone before, and I was on the phone after.
Your medical records will prove that. You tell the story, but you want to take a picture of it.
Records won't prove that branch did it.
Well, he can go and take pictures of it, and it will pretty well. Is there blood on the ground, or how long ago did this happen?
No, it happened Monday.
Well, here's the point.
Yesterday.
If the branch is still there or they have a picture, yeah, they can see. Why would a guy go find a spot on the sidewalk and a branch and go, okay, this is where I'll say this happened?
So he shouldn't back, take a picture of him poking the branch again in his eye?
No. Hey, Nick, are you out of any money here?
I'm down a week. I can't do any strings activities for a week. I have to go back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Okay, but this has cost you money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, he's low vision to start with. I mean, you could even argue that.
I'm not a lawyer.
That's not a good one.
I'm not the lawyer here, but I'm with Scott. You got nothing to lose by having your expenses sent to them and telling what you think is fair, along with an attorney letter here. These are my client's expenses.
And Ian's right. The best proof you have is that you have to show the condition, the unreasonably dangerous condition at the time that it happened. So before they go out and cut the tree down, this is like with these ice cases or snow cases. You better get out there and make it look like or take pictures of it the way you got poked in the eye, because if they trim it back, it ain't going to make any difference. Take a bunch of them. How about this? Have somebody who can see better than you go out and take the pictures.
I got a better idea.
Yeah. Have a friend go and you recreate it. You run and hit yourself in the eye and act like that's when it happened. My buddy just happened to be taking a video of me jogging. And look what happened.
Those Dateline reenactment videos.
Yeah. We laugh, but this is serious. And Nick, good luck with this. I think you probably can get something.
Nick,
but what do I know?
Send me an email. Get those pictures taken. We'll take a look at it. I mean, I will never say never, but do me a favor. Get a treadmill.
No, this is not fair, because it is not for the 5 seconds it would have took for somebody to prune this tree. It's not worth it. Everybody else on the block did it. Except for these
people.
Right.
No,
you know,
you're right.
It doesn't take much to cut it back.
I'm jealous that a guy with low vision is out jogging, and I have perfect vision, and I'm not.
And you're eating some candy.
I would love to find a guy runner in St. Louis who were willing to run with me on a regular basis, and it's just almost impossible to do it around here, so... Next best thing is for me to go run and train and work out by myself.
Well, Nick, listen, good luck. Good luck. We got to run. Good luck.
Send me an email.
Okay, you know his email address, right?
I sure do.
All right, thank you, Nick.
I have his phone number, too.
Thank you, Nick.
Before
we hit the music here, I got a suggestion for everybody. This is absolutely a great idea, and I didn't come up with it. It's common sense. Most of you have a smartphone, and it has a camera. You take pictures of anything that happens to you that you think down the road might be an issue. Because, like Peon said, once they fix it, repair it, you got nothing. Yeah. You have an accident, get out of your car and start snapping pictures. His car, that other car, everything around you, take pictures. It's the best evidence and documentation there is. Music, please, if you would. I'd like to harmonize, if you don't mind.
On the side of the law.
All right, I won't. Let's give it up, if you would, for Scott Sherman, everybody. Great free legal advice. Scott, one more time, give them your email address.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
And you can find that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMandThePM. And you can find it on my website. Under sponsors or on the main page. It's somewhere there. I think it's on the sponsor page, even though he's not a sponsor. FrankOpinion.com. Thank you, Scott. We'll do this again next Thursday because apparently people really like it. And now we have to do something called traffic. Tim Weiland, how we doing?
Opinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
sores in the genital area.
Mm, I like that.
So get loosened up.
I've never had it, actually.
Biggest playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 15th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. MD as in medical doctor, health and wellness. And I have had so many people email me, how'd you lose that weight? Well, it's not something I can, in an email, explain, so I just send them back the name MD Health and Wellness. And I'm going to tell you who they are, what you do, how they helped me lose 38 pounds. I'm still down 38 pounds, and I love it. 36 waist, by the way, and some pants. But first,
hey!
Eon the Peon would like to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member, the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not currently satisfied with your financial advice, then it may be smart to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Well, speaking of chicks, here's a man who has plenty of them, but it looks like he's pretty dedicated to one named Sandy, and I like her, but it's difficult, I'm sure, being in a band. That groupie thing after the, you know, after the show.
That's why Hebe comes around. Well, he's with us a lot.
I know for a fact that Hebe is always there to protect you, but I got to hand it to you. I don't know how you fight him off, but he does. He's Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. And it's willpower. That's what it is.
Well, you got a lot of it. Speaking of Hebe Jimenez, he's here. Hi, Hebe. He's in charge of security. Bernice is not here. She's in heaven.
Two horses hind you.
But she still talks to us. And just like that, in that same mean, nasty way she did when she was alive. And Rat Boy said that one time he actually lost the same amount, 38 pounds. And he just gave... What'd you give up?
Cheese.
He gave up cheese.
Oh, for him.
But he could not stay with it. He could not stick with it. That's impossible. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yes. I'm the great pretender.
Oh, and I want to say, once again, happy birthday to my sister, Lisa.
Why don't you go ahead and say it even again?
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Go ahead, do it again.
Happy birthday to my sister, Lisa.
Okay.
Who at one point worked with Rat Boy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good story.
Mm, yeah, thanks. Yeah.
That's a really good story.
Thanks a lot.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
You're welcome. We're brought to you by MD... Folks, don't sit there thinking, I can't believe the way they treat him. He asked for it, okay? And he likes it. He actually likes the abuse. Brought to you, see, he's laughing at just the thought of it. MD Health and Wellness, they're in Bridgeton. They showed me how to lose 38 pounds, and it was not miserable at all. Because they helped me, they helped me realize I didn't have to grab something to eat every hour. Some kind of snack or something. Took away my appetite, which was great. I don't like having a big appetite all the time. And I now wear in some clothes are weird because a 36 in one manufacturer's pair of pants is not the same as 36 in another. Just like shirts are cut different. Some are slim cut, you know, the junior cut, and then some are, I love the relaxed. I love that. They're relaxed. That just means fat guys can wear it because it's cut a little differently. But I'm now in several pants, a 36. I never thought I'd see that. At my worst, I was a 44 waist. 44. This particular time, when I decided to do this, I was in 40s or 42s. Now I'm 36, and I really like it. And it was done with the help of the folks at MD Health and Wellness. Now, I don't know why you're going to be calling them. Maybe it's for weight loss. Maybe it's for reversing type 2 diabetes. Maybe it's for the testosterone replacement for men. But I wish you would, if you're interested in any one of those. Most of the listeners who are going there are going for weight loss, and maybe it's because that's what I did. I can't use the diabetes program. I don't have diabetes. So it's kind of up to you. Nothing's free. Sometimes this is covered by insurance, this weight loss, but usually it's not. You'll spend a few hundred dollars. But it's the best money I ever spent. I gave away 45 pairs of Fat Man pants to Goodwill. 35 Fat Man shirts. Double and a couple of triple XLs. Now I wear a large. Most XLs are loose on me. MD Health and Wellness. That's all you need to know. Can't remember it? Go to francopinion.com. Click on sponsors. It's all alphabetical. A, B, C, D, F, G, M. There they are. Click it. It'll link you right. Take a look at their website and read what they do. And make an appointment and go in and see if they can help you. If you want to lose 5 pounds, this is not the place to go. My goal was 30. No, 35, and I lost 38. My goal really is like 40 to 45, and I think I'll do it because on my own now, I'm real calorie conscious. How many calories? 400. No, thank you. MD Health and Wellness. Pow! Yeah! From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by a terrific sponsor who has supported segments on this show for, I'm going to say, my goodness, like close to 20 years. Laclede Cab. Celebrating their 70th anniversary this year, Laclede Cab. And you baby boomers with older parents, let me tell you something. All it takes is one wreck and they lose their license. Older people who shouldn't be driving, or maybe they can't drive anymore. Put them in Laclede Cab. Drop them off, take them shopping, lunch with their friends, and bring them home. My safe, secure Laclede Cab. STL Taxi is the app. And now, here's Bill Clevland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
It'll be 18 years, October 9th, believe it or not, Laclede Cab.
Look at him. He knows exactly. That's a long time.
I only remember the date because my brother's birthday is on October 9th.
So. Ah,
that'll be. I'm looking at these pictures. I have to send you these pictures. So I've never told you guys this. Because I'm a little, you know, I don't want to jinx things. But I have a significant other now.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. Like a girlfriend. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know.
We
I don't
need
wanna,
to
I don't
meet
like
her.
Talk about it
we need to meet this girl.
Wait a minute.
Now, how long have you been together?
Just a short time, not terribly long, but I met her on one of my trips, and so we're doing the long-distance relationship thing now. But
you do some FaceTime?
All the time. That is like the greatest piece of technology
ever. It is
amazing. I absolutely love it. But she works for tourism within the state of South Dakota, and we got talking about billboards the other night, and she said, you have got to look up the billboards that the state of South Dakota did about 3 or 4 years ago to teach people about driving safely in the winter time. So I thought, okay, I Googled it up. So this is, and I'll send you some of these and maybe post them online. The hashtag, it says, don't jerk and drive.
Jerk and drive?
Oh, man.
It says, the titles are all, jerking isn't a joke. These are actual billboards that were plastered
well, it
everywhere.
Isn't a joke. It's serious.
Think before you jerk.
I
and
do.
That, I'm serious. That is.
I usually think what, about. I think I know what I think about before I jerk.
Yeah.
So they took them down, obviously. But
why?
Yeah,
why did somebody, they take them down?
I bet some people found it maybe not.
Here's my question, Bill. Here's my question. What did it actually mean? I know what we're thinking it means. What did it really mean, jerk and jerk?
Well, I believe it meant when you're driving on ice and slippery conditions, don't jerk the wheel.
That's the most ridiculous campaign I've ever heard.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. But, yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. I'll have to send you some of the pictures because it actually is pretty fun. But an actual ad campaign. Don't jerk and drive, folks. Just throw that out there.
Oh, I've got a better campaign. It'd be about road rage. It'd be, hey, if that driver makes you mad, you need to tell that, and then in big letters, jerk off.
Yeah.
You need to tell that jerk off.
Uh-huh.
That's a better campaign.
Good one.
We'll
work on that.
Hey, a little bit more about this girl. Describe her to us.
She's very pretty, really cute. She's actually smaller than I am.
Okay. Well, you're a small man. That's okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm 5'7", if I stand straight. Thanks a lot. Her name is Dolce.
Dolce?
D-O-L-S-E-E.
It means sweet.
You're right. Nice job. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, she spells it D-O-L-S-E-E because Dolce is usually D-O-L-C-E.
Yeah, D-O-L-S-E-E, that's the spelling of her name.
Okay.
And, she's 30 years old, pretty blonde,
Now,
great person.
Now, met her when you were in South Dakota, I guess?
Yes. Met her in South Dakota, and we really hit it off. And, yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Well, this is great. I'm not kidding. I think this is fantastic.
Is this your next trip now to South Dakota and the trip after
that? No, I've already been to South Dakota, but she'll be in St. Louis. She's coming here in a couple weeks.
Well, good luck with that.
Might be from Bill Cleveland from downtown South Dakota or Custer, South Dakota.
Actually. Wait, is she staying at your house when she comes in?
That's a little too personal, Dan. I don't like to divulge much of this.
That's personal information. Okay. I apologize. I apologize for Dan for doing
thank
that.
You,
you know, I'm glad. I'm serious. I'm glad you found her. I hope it works out because. I wrote a song with that. I never finished it. I just wrote down, Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime. That's as far as I got.
Wow. I think that's horrible. I don't like that. Okay. I don't like those
words. All right, I'll throw it away. What do you have for us?
Well, according to a new government report, more Americans are living to be 100 years old and older than ever, which is scary because it could mean we have 85 more years of Justin Bieber.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Speaking of 100-year-olds, a 100-year-old Indian woman recently became the oldest runner to ever cross the finish line in a Vancouver 100-meter dash. Mm. On the downside, she started the race in 2009.
Oh, boy.
But it's
slow. Pretty slow.
And finally.
Hey, you think your girlfriend's listening right now? She had the app?
No, I didn't tell her I was on this show.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Oh. No, I'm kidding. I didn't.
You told her. You know you. You know you told her.
She's not listening.
Okay.
Not listening. Well, a new poll shows that in the last month, Hillary Clinton's lead in Virginia has shrunk from 12% to 2%.
Good.
Meanwhile, her fake smile has grown 200%.
It sure has.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclead Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on 6550 KQRS.
All right, now, Bill.
Yes, sir.
What do you think your girlfriend's doing right now?
She is working on a, they have some big bike trail thing that goes through her town. They're doing a big event now.
That's what she told you. Hang on. Dulce, come here a minute. Come over here.
Yeah. Oh man,
she's in town now, Bill.
She's right here in the studio. Yeah.
Hey, what's the time difference there? Is there a time difference?
Yeah, 1 hour. It's earlier. One hour earlier.
Well, congratulations. Okay. I hope this works.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Bill. Okay. I'm serious. You know, he's a single guy. He's never really, I don't think, had a long term.
Steady, yeah, long term.
I'm pulling for him on this. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of him pulling himself.
Yeah. Don't jerk and drive.
And actually, I'm not pulling for him. Maybe she'll pull for him. Okay, edit that out. That was kind of dirty.
Yeah, don't
edit that out. Somebody might. Yeah, I take that out. That's not us. Well, I don't. It's National Truck Driver Week, so we have a lot of truckers who listen. Thank you for delivering the goods. And I've always felt that the best drivers on the road were truck drivers. You think that's easy? Any one of you or me getting one of those big things and haul it around, and take those corners and go through cities. It's not an easy life or an easy job. So we salute the truck drivers. It's just random. It's a complete change of subject, but I heard an expression yesterday, and we've heard it. We've all heard it our whole lives, and I got to thinking, we never have really thought about what it means. And the expression is, "Well, it wreaked havoc." Now, the word havoc is never used unless it's wreaked,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Yeah. You have to wreak it.
Yeah, wreaking havoc.
Now, do you know what?
Wait,
havoc,
no, you.
You
well,
reek.
It's spelled different when you reek. You smell. That's R-E-E.
That's awful. Yeah, he reek. Ooh, you reek. No, reeking is W-R-E-A-K. But again, we know what the word reek. You never use that unless it's with havoc. And you never use havoc unless you use reek. Well, I'll tell you what, it sure wreaked havoc on that community.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was worth mentioning, and I don't know why. We have a new high bid for someone to play golf with us 1 week from tomorrow at Normandy Golf Club. It started at $1,500. It went to $2,000. Oh, it started at $1,000.
Yeah.
Then it went to $15. Then it went to $2,000. And I'm proud to announce we now have $2,500 from another guy named Bill.
Yeah!
Now, don't ever let Londoff know. Because it was actually my idea to put him in our foursome as a fifth. But when that happened, boom, we got another $500. So you'd be playing golf a week from tomorrow with me, Dan, Pion, and John Londoff. I know that's not a foursome. And you. It's a fivesome.
But
so
John
what?
Londoff can't really drive, but he can.
He had a hamstring deal a couple years ago, and he won't really drive the ball. He'll get out and do a little short game stuff, but he'll be with us in the carts the whole way for the 18 holes. So he'll be joining us. That ought to be worth $3,000. We got 25. Thank you, Bill. 25, 20, I'm looking for three, got 25. Okay, I won't do that. I'm looking for $3,000. And now, let me bring in the ladies. Ladies, would you come in, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a really old joke, but I haven't told this joke in at least, I think, a couple of years. I don't know why. A bunch of guys just sitting around talking, and they all have sons. The subject of their sons comes up. And the first guy says, you know, my son, I'm so proud of him. He's a successful doctor, and he's really rich, and he's a loyal friend. He has a best friend. You know, we just got his best friend for his birthday. He bought his best friend a Lamborghini. I'm so proud of him. Second guy says, you know, I'm proud of my son is also successful. He's a hedge fund manager, and he's also wealthy, and he's also a loyal friend. He just bought his buddy a yacht. The third guy said, well, look at us. We're all so lucky and all should be proud. My son is the CEO of a huge tech company. I don't even understand what they do. All I know is this. He just bought his best buddy a castle in France. And right then, another guy walks in, a fourth guy, who they all know. And he say, what are you guys talking about? They say, I was talking about our sons and how successful they are and how proud of them we are. You have a boy, don't you? He goes, yeah. He said, what about him? What does he do? He says, my son? My son is a gay stripper. And the other three go, oh, man, sorry. I mean, you have to be so... I don't know, disappointed. He goes, oh, no, I'm not disappointed at all. He's doing really well. He has three boyfriends. He just bought one of them a Lamborghini, one of them a yacht, and one of them a castle. Well, just before Mike Evans, that's right, because it's Thursday, it's time for the outdoor segment. You know, this segment has really taken off. I think people like outdoor information.
Yeah.
And it's just chock full of that. It's brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. I'll probably be in there this weekend. Maybe go downstairs, do a little shooting, kind of across from Staples. Now, the outdoor segment. I was outside last night briefly, and it was just nice. Nice and cool. And that's the outdoor segment.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, I get emails from people going, Frank, if you hadn't mentioned how the weather, I didn't get a chance to go out that day, I would have never known. And they're grateful. They're grateful for the information. And never forget, it's brought to you by Pistols Plus. It's a terrific store. I've been going there for 20 years. Bought a lot of stuff there and would like for you to stop in. It doesn't look like much from the outside, but it is a terrific store. And the people behind the counter know guns. And downstairs, they know archery. And as you bow hunters know, this year you can use crossbows. Pistols Plus. Their website is pistolsplusguns.net. Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. And now we go from the lake to California. We get around. What's that song? I get around. The Beach Boys?
Yeah, I think it was.
We do get around. Now we're going to California. I'm going to check with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I will be there two nights next week. Two of our high bidders, charity, generous donors. I'll be having dinner with them two different nights next week. I know what you're thinking. Frank, why would you do that? Disrupt your life and schedule. It's charity. I don't particularly care for filet or wine or fine food.
You have to do it.
You do what you got to do, Dan.
Yeah. It's the kind of person you are, Frank.
Thank you. Annie Gunn's Restaurant is right next door to the Smokehouse Market. And they're both on the east end of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And never forget that gift cards are a good idea. From the Coachella Valley in Southern California, here is Mike Evans.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Who did that song?
I'm sorry?
You know who did that song?
Was it the Beach Boys?
No.
Jan and Dean?
Jan and Dean.
A lot of people messed that up, too. Jan and Dean deliberately did stuff that sounded like the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Dead Man's Curve, that was Jan and Dean. So was it Surf City, Jan and Dean also?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dean, Jan, this is Jeffries and Dean Torrance.
Very good. Yeah. And one of them was in a horrible car wreck.
That was Dean Torrance, yeah.
Yeah, he's messed up.
Pop quiz question. My buddy and the greatest sports announcer ever, Vince Scully, is retiring a week from Sunday after calling Brooklyn and Dodger baseball games for 68 years.
Holy mackerel.
68 years.
How old is he?
88.
Man.
And
he's the best announcer in baseball history.
He's incredible.
So he always likes talking about where he was born, kind of a... Well, it's just an interesting thing. Where is Vince Scully born? Ireland, Tokyo, Madrid, or Bogota?
And I can't be the only one who, for years, thought his name was Vince Scully.
Yeah.
And not Vin. I know.
Love Nuggets. Many insiders believe Paris Jackson.
She's cute.
And boyfriend Michael Snooty were married a couple of weeks ago in Las Vegas.
Well, I hope those kids got married.
We do know that they have moved into Michael Jackson's mold, the main house, and they've barred all staff and most of the family other than her brothers from just stopping by unannounced. Oh, by the way, Snooty has also quit his job delivering pizzas.
Wow.
That's how he met her, delivering a pizza to the house.
She knows how to pick a man.
Man. Igor's father, that's Lindsay Lohan's ex-fiancé's daddy, says he wants Lindsay to give back that $100,000 engagement ring. Mm. Calls Lindsay the true American white trash.
Boy, oh boy.
Celine Dion is finally getting over the death of her soulmate and husband by throwing herself on a worldwide tour. She says she still cries almost every night. I like Celine Dion.
I like her, too, but don't you think a lot of people think that was kind of weird? He found her when she was 12.
Yeah, he was a lot.
He latched on to her.
Yeah. Ben Vereen.
Wow. Hey, haven't heard that name for a while.
Has been married to two different women at the same time for the past 51 years.
You go, Ben. Oh. Way to go, Ben.
For the past 51 years.
Did the women know it?
How do you get away with that?
He married a woman when he was young and just never divorced her, and then he got married again 6 years later, and now they're going to the first woman's going to court.
Well, I don't blame it.
Rosie O'Donnell's teenage adopted daughter's back in rehab. She's a mess.
I feel so bad for Rosie.
Yeah.
I like her.
Movie news. Emma Stone has signed to do a biopic. She'll play tennis great Billie Jean King. I know Billie Jean King. She is a very nice lady. Very nice lady.
Okay.
I have seen a media tease of HBO's Westworld.
Westworld was originally a movie with the bald-headed guy.
Yul Brynner.
Yeah.
It is vulgar, filthy.
Not for me.
Violent.
Well, that's not for me.
And disgusting.
I'll pass.
That's just me.
Why? It doesn't have to be. It's about a...
It's Western in the future.
Yeah.
It's nasty. Very nasty. Mm. Odds and ends. Justin Bieber, one of Frank's favorite people.
Oh, top of the list.
Absolutely. Justin Bieber has been dropped as a spokesperson by Calvin Klein. They say no comment why they dropped him.
No, they're making a big mistake.
I know. Great quote from Larry King, who is on his eighth wife, and she's been going out on him for 2 years, and they're going
Can I
to
guess
court.
What the quote is?
Yeah.
Hello Detroit.
What's wrong with your voice?
Nothing.
The quote from Larry King is, alimony is like buying oats for a dead horse.
There's another oats joke.
Yeah.
Feels like you're feeding oats to a horse.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can't tell that joke. It's dirty.
No, say it.
We can't.
No, go ahead. It's all right. I'll say it. It's okay.
Mike, there's no way we can. It's a description of what something else feels like.
Yeah.
And the guy says, yeah, it feels like you're feeding oats to a horse.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
don't even go there, homie. Yeah. Just
and finally.
Keep moving, homie.
And finally. I think I would like the joke.
Probably.
My buddy, the great Vince Scully, where was he born? Ireland, Tokyo, Madrid, or Bogota? By the way, he was raised in New York City.
New York City?
Ireland.
I'll say Madrid.
Give me the choices again.
Madrid, Ireland, Tokyo, Bogota.
Wow. How do you go Ireland?
What's your answer?
Ireland.
Oh, brother.
That's an Irish accent.
He was born in Bogota, New Jersey, across the river from New York City.
Oh.
See what he did there?
Yeah,
Mike, have a sip.
Messed up. That was Mike Evans, in case you didn't know. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, and they're all east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. We have about a minute here, so I thought I would mention this story. Peon found this story and gave it to me. There's a yoga teacher in Scottsdale who's been accused of sexual misconduct at a bar mitzvah. I went to one bar mitzvah. That's when a Jewish boy turns 13 or something.
Right,
and kind of becomes a man, and they have to read a bunch of stuff. I don't know much about it, but this woman's 33. According to this story, she flashed her breasts to adults and kids last year at a bar mitzvah, and then later invited seven boys to her room and allowed them to fondle her breasts before she allegedly performed a sex act on one of the boys. Now, I'm reading this trying to figure, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's
Isn't
wrong
that,
with that
becoming a man?
Dan, thank you. If the whole thing is about learning what it's like to be a man, I think this just means somebody went above and beyond to introduce him to manhood.
Can't do anything.
Can you even imagine? I mean, we've talked about this before. Let's say you're like 14 or 13, 15, 16, whatever, and some pretty good-looking woman says, here, you want to fondle these? Oh, my goodness.
Heck yeah!
The last thing you're going to do is call the police.
Right.
I know. Don't even, man. We know it's wrong. We know. We're just juvenile delinquents. That's all. I would like for you to remember that Amini's, which is in Chesterfield Valley, it's down in the valley.
Valley so low, and your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. They have a tent sale, and the patio furniture, the finest patio furniture made in the world, all the patio furniture under that tent is 30 to 50% off. End of the season stuff, brand new, beautiful stuff. You got through this weekend. Now, starting tomorrow, there's the Norwalk Grand Opening, Norwalk Upholstery. If you've never seen this quality, you can see it at Amini's, because you don't see it just everywhere. All the Norwalk Upholstery furniture is on sale. The floor models and special orders from tomorrow through the 29th of the month. Here's what you need to know about Amini's. If you think you're going to go there and get, well, the stuff, the quality stuff they sell and steal it, or it's going to be inexpensive, you're wrong. I'll just flat out tell you. There's some stuff at Amini's. It is not inexpensive, but here's what it is. The finest fill-in-the-blank made in the world, whether it's accent pieces or furniture for other rooms in the house or patio furniture, it's the best of the best. This is for people who are discriminating and who have gotten to a point in their lives where they realize and they can and should get the best. That's what I mean, because they don't sell any junk at Amini's. And I've made this clear before, and they said a lot of AM to PM people have done it. If the only reason you go there is to go stare at that rug that's hanging that has a price tag of $700,000, be my guest. They don't care. Go look at it. It's 153 years old. $700,000. And then, of course, the arcade games, the pinball. And take your kids. This is a fantastic store. Thank you for telling them your AM and the PM. Keep doing that. Amini's, right in the heart of Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. shoot, I wasn't ready. Hey, say, thank a police officer, will you? Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.